You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and I've got your 2 week spoilers from Monday, April 15th, all the way through Friday, April 26th, which of course takes us into May sweeps. Even though Days isn't on network TV anymore, they still do sweeps for us, which is very cool. I'm excited to unpack all this for you. We've got stuff on Chanel missing, on Sloan's big secret, on Tate and Holly and what they're doing, on Stefan and EJ. I can't wait to tell you guys all about it. Please subscribe if you haven't already. And now let's just jump right into all of it. Monday, April 15th, we've got Stefan DiMera hiring Sloan Peterson to rep him in this drugs case. The good news is he has a trump card to play because he has a recording of the DA offering to spirit him out of town. It's not a good look, so it's not going to be a very pleasant day at all for EJ. And speaking of which, EJ has a press conference where he has to explain that he had to drop the charges against Xander and he had to drop the charges against Tate. So it's really looking like his office is incompetent and the reporters are ready to eat him alive while he is trying to just get away from them. Brady and Teresa spend some time with Tate and they again demand that he stay away from Holly. And of course, the kid isn't going to do that. Meanwhile, Johnny and Chanel spend some quality time with Julie Williams trapped in the cabin in the snowstorm. Hot chocolate and charades turns into a crisis as the week progresses. Tuesday, April 16th, we've got Sarah Horton coming to see Paulina Price after her iodine treatment. But let's see, she's not going to stay put. And that's because Julie and Johnny are in a panic because Chanel went out in the snowstorm to check on Johnny, who was getting firewood. And she thought that they might have a little moment alone away from Julie. Chanel winds up lost, taken, something. She is missing. And when Paulina finds out that her daughter is missing, she goes missing out of the room. So she's walking around radioactive. Now, mind you, she's not like nuclear bomb radioactive. I think Days, the replacement writers, were making a little more of the whole radioactive thing than is in real life. I did a little research on it and it's like, okay, she's not glowing in the dark. She's not 3 Mile Island meltdown nuclear or anything, but it sounds good to say she's radioactive. Meanwhile, Ava Vitale is packing up to move out of Wendy and Tripp's place. She's going to move in with Harris, so he's over there helping her. EJ tries to evade reporters when the press conference blows up in his face, but Chad and Xander are blocking him where he can't leave and he has to face the music. And Stefan is going to show up as this winds down and EJ finds out his brother has been released, charges dropped. It looks like between Sloan and the info that he has on the dirty DA worked out in his favor. So yay. And Brendan Barish looks like he's back from paternity leave. Wednesday, April 17th, Eric Brady keeps digging into those finances and he's doing the math and it's not adding up. You know why it's not adding up? Because he did not factor blackmail into the budget and Leo is taking her to the cleaners. Marlena gets some more information about her hubby John Black's time in Aria, Greece, and she wonders if he can handle the truth. Paulina uses her mayoral powers on Wednesday and commandeers some sort of equipment to help in the search for her daughter, Chanel. And Constantine is freaking out on Wednesday when he realizes the pawn card is gone. And that's because Thomas DiMera has it. And I'm very interested to see when the kid pulls it out. And you know he's going to do it probably in front of John Black. We'll see. Thursday, April 18th, Kristen and Stefan are in high gear plotting to make sure that EJ will not be the CEO at DiMera Enterprises. And I mean, he may not be DA much longer either because things are looking sketchy there. Also, Maggie looks like she is really considering this green card marriage to keep Constantine around. Ugh, he's got her thoroughly snowed. And Ava tells Harris, you know, that Clyde's demanding this black book from the bistro shut down. I know they've had some more talks, but they're strategizing on how they can get it out without alerting the police because it's hidden there. Alex has some bad news for Teresa. Looks like Bella Magazine might be going down the drain. And Wendy talks to Tripp about her panic attacks and her ongoing fear and anxiety. Friday, April 19th, we're going to end the week with Chad spending quality time with his son, Thomas. I wonder if Thomas is going to pull out the pawn card. He hid it from his dad and he lied to him about it, but, you know, he might show it to him later outside of the mansion because then Chad wouldn't know exactly where he got it. Everett is lying to Stephanie. He tells her the hypnotherapy is really helping him and it's really not. And he is going to get busted during sweeps. Marlena and John babysit little Jude Brady. That's going to carry over into Monday. And Rafe corners Everett and tells him, sign those divorce papers. Everett's not going to do it. Jada overhears and is increasingly frustrated with the husband who she'd like to be her ex-husband. And Maggie and Constantine talk about a wedding. Looks like they are planning nuptials. The second week, April 22nd through 26th, contains 2 days of May sweeps. That's Thursday, April 25th and Friday, April 26th. Clyde Weston is out of hiding and he strikes during sweeps. He wants that book from the bistro, but you know he's not done terrorizing Salem. And I love James Reed. Marlena and John notice something when they're babysitting Jude. So it looks like we're getting closer to the reveal of the baby thing. So I'm very curious about that. Stephanie is buying Everett's lies hook, line, and sinker, but how long can he keep getting away with it? Everett is really struggling to hide some symptoms and some bad behavior. It looks like bad Bobby is trying to break through. Everett is freaking out. He's not doing well. He's lying. He doesn't want to be Bobby, bottom line. Thomas is hiding that pawn card, but there is more trouble ahead. I have no doubt he's going to pull it out in front of John at some point. And if Constantine sees it, he's going to freak out, but he can't really go wrestle it out of the kid's hand because Constantine can't really explain why he had it either. So that is very interesting. Holly and Tate keep creeping around on the sly, but they are going to be busted. And her mom and stepdad and his parents, none of them want this. And it's a whole Romeo and Juliet vibe. Sloane's lies catch up with her and Eric smells a rat. He talks to Nicole about it, and she's going to be suspicious as well, but she's always suspicious of Sloane. EJ DeMera is in crisis. There are things closing in on him on all sides, at home, at the DA office, at the family business. And Maggie Horton is in wedding planning mode, and Xander Cook is going to be desperate to shut it down. But it looks like they are going to attempt a wedding in sweeps. We will see if it actually goes off. You know how Days of Our Lives loves to screw up weddings. Those are all of our 2 week spoilers. Please drop your comments on what you're excited to see. Please subscribe if you haven't. And please come back soon because we are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.